Good morning, brothers and sisters. Can we turn to a portion of the scriptures in Genesis chapter
45?
Genesis 45, first we'll read verse 26. They told him, saying, Joseph is still alive, and indeed he is ruler over all the land of Egypt. But he was stunned, for he did not believe them. And then, verse 10 of the same chapter. You shall live in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, you and your children, and your children's children, and your flocks, and your herds, and all that you have. There I will also provide for you, for there are still 5 years of famine to come, and you and your household, and all that you have would be impoverished.
你和你的儿子、孙子，连牛群、羊群，并一切所有的，都可以住在歌山地，与我相近。我要在那里奉养你，因为还有五年的饥荒，免得你和你的眷属，并一切所有的，都败落了。And
we pay special attention to verse 11. There I will also provide for you.
请我们特别注意十一节，那里说在那里我要特别的供应你。
And then John chapter 16.
接下来我们看约翰福音第十六章。
John chapter 16 and verse 33.
约翰福音十六章第三十三节。
These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. And then John chapter 20.
接下来看20章,
verse 19.
19节,
so when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, Peace be with you.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方，因怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”
And when he had said this, he showed them both his hands and his side. The disciples then rejoiced when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you.
说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主，就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”
Could we bow with a further word of prayer?
请我们低头再有个祷告。
Lord, we come before your word.
主啊，我们来到你的话语的面前。And
Lord, we ask that you may speak to our hearts this morning.
我们真是祈求你今天早晨你向我们的心说话。Lord,
breathe upon your own words.
真的在你的话语上面你来吹气。Lord,
that we may touch Christ.
所以我们可以摸到耶稣。Lord,
that we pray, Lord, that you may become more real to us, Lord, as we study your word.
主啊，真的，当我们有一个祷告，就是当我们阅读你的话的时候，你就越靠近我们。So
we pray that the Holy Spirit may do the work of touching and interpretation in our hearts.
我们真是在这里祈求圣灵不但遇到我们，而且真的在我们心里面解说你的话语。So
we commit this time into your hands.
我们把这一段时间交在你的手里。But
we ask for the speaking and the translating and the hearing.
我们真的在这里为着讲的、翻译的，还有所有听的人都祷告。We
commit this time into your hands in Jesus' precious name.
我们把这一段时间靠着主宝贝的名交在你的手上。阿门。We
know that we live in a very challenging environment today.
我们都知道今天我们活在一个充满了挑战的时代。We
know that in the past few months,
在过去的几个月
this country as well as the world has probably encountered one of the most challenging environments in many years.
不但这个国家，连整个世界在可能遭遇了这几年来最严重的一个事情。
Some have compared what happened last year to a financial tsunami.
很多人就把去年的这个金融风暴，它比作一个海啸一样。
And because of the subprime mortgage and the credit crunch that it has placed on the economy.
因为所有的信用卡银行，所有的财务公司都是靠着，都影响到了这个经济。
Many banks and companies are greatly influenced.
所有的银行，很多公司都受了极大的影响。
Affecting even other sectors in the economy.
真的，连的经济上所有其他的部分也都受了打击。
So we know that approximately 300,000 in the technologies industry have lost their jobs since August 27th.
真的，从了去年八月到现在，至少几十万人，三十多万人就失业了。
And then another 300,000 in the financial service industry have lost their jobs since August of 2007.
2007, yes. 从了2007年以来，也是同样的有这么多的人失业。
So slowly over the past year, the impacts have been felt by this financial crisis.
真的从了去年一直到现在，整个都是因为这个经济的影响，我们都受到了打击。
And I'm sure that either indirectly or directly, we have been affected.
我很确定，就是我们直接的或间接的，我们都受了影响。
Loved ones or friends may have been affected.
真的，我们所爱的人或者我们的朋友都受了影响。
So the question is, what do we make of all of this?
我们的现在问的问题就是说，到底是怎么造成的
？And what I'd like to share this morning.
我今天早晨要跟大家这样的分享
，is to use the story of Joseph.
我想用借着约瑟的故事
to encourage us
来鼓励大家
that despite the difficult situation
就不论这个环境是怎么样的困难
we have one who loves us
我们有一位爱我们的主
one who is looking after us
他一直在照顾我们
so we know the story of Joseph
我们都知道约瑟的故事
andHe was probably characterized by something very special.
约瑟他的生平里面有非常特别的地方。
You know that when he was young, he had dreams.
当他年轻的时候，他有个梦。
He dreamt that his brothers and even Jacob and his parents would bow down to him.
他梦到了他的兄弟，而且甚至他的父母都向他敬拜。
Since he was very young, his brothers hated him because of that.
因为他做了这个梦，所以他的弟兄都恨他。
Because they also knew that Jacob loved Joseph above all else.
他们也知道说，因为他们的父亲雅各偏爱约瑟。
And we also know that later on in Joseph's life, he was one that helped interpret dreams.
我们也知道到后来，约瑟他也解释了这个梦。
He helped interpret dreams for a baker of a Pharaoh.
约瑟他也为着那个酒政跟膳长为法老服务的那个官员 解他们的梦。
And ultimately he had a dream, he had interpretation for Pharaoh when he had a dream.
而且他后来为着法老所做的梦他也向他解开。
So if we could first turn to that dream and read about that in Genesis chapter 41.
所以我们好不好我们再来看这个梦是怎么说的我们看41章创世纪。
Genesis 41.
41章创世纪
Verse 25
25节
Now Joseph said to Pharaoh Pharaoh's dreams are one and the same God has told to Pharaoh what he is about to do
约瑟对法老说法老的梦乃是一个神已经将要做的事只是法老了
The seven good cows are 7 years and the seven good years are 7 years The dreams are one and the same
七只好母牛是七年，七个好穗子也是七年。这梦乃是一个。
The seven lean and ugly cows that came up after them are 7 years, and the seven thin years, scorched by the east wind, will be 7 years of famine.
那随后上来的七只又干瘦又丑陋的母牛是七年，那七个虚空被东风吹掉的穗子也是七年，都是七个方年。
It is as I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown to Pharaoh what he is about to do.
这就是我对法老说，神已经将所要做的事显给法老了。
Behold, 7 years of great abundance are coming in all the land of Egypt.
埃及遍地必来七个大丰年。
And after them, 7 years of famine will come, and all the abundance will be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine will ravage the land.
随后又要来七个荒年，甚至在埃及地都忘了先前的丰收，全地必被饥荒所灭。
So the abundance will be unknown in the land because of that subsequent famine, for it will be very severe.
因为那以后的饥荒甚大，便不觉得先前的丰收了。
So we know that this was the story of Joseph's time.
我们知道这是在发生在约瑟的时候的事情。
That there were 7 years of abundance.
那时候先有七个丰年。
And then there came 7 years of famine.
接着来了七个荒年。
And if you read the story and you have more time, when you go home and read the story in detail, it talks about how all surrounding lands came later for food.
我们如果继续往这个经文读下去的时候，你会发现那后面讲到附近的百姓、附近的国家都来到埃及地来求这个食物。
So it was not just trouble for Egypt.
所以并不是只是埃及地的问题。
But it was trouble for the whole world.
而是整个世界性的问题。
So if you look at this picture,
如果我们看这个图画
，it can remind us of something that we're experiencing.
这可以。真的提醒我们，我们今天所面对的。
Actually, according to biblical prophecy,
事实上根据圣经上面的预言
，you know that is spoken of in Revelation.
当那里讲到了一个启示
，that one day there will be a worldwide crisis.
而且会讲到说，启示录讲到说，有一天这个世界性的一个危机会发生。
As a matter of fact, the Bible calls it the tribulation.
事实上，圣经上叫这个是一个大灾难
，and then a great tribulation，
一个大灾难。
And you know, out of that great tribulation, then we find that the Antichrist arises。
而且圣经上说到，在那个大灾难之后，那个敌基督要出来。
Interesting enough, that is also 7 years。
而非常有意思的那个大灾难讲到也是七年。
We'll not go into the details of this。
我们今天不走到细节。
But the point of the matter, there will be a worldwide tribulation。
但是事实上这里讲到的就是说将会有一个普世性的一个大灾难。
It is so difficult。
非常的困难。
And then people will be looking for someone to help their troubles.
所有的人都会在那里仰望一个人能够来帮助他们。
As if they were looking for a Superman to solve their problems.
他们可能是希望有一个超人来帮助他们。
So just like in this dream that Pharaoh had,
就像法老所做的这个梦
，that there would be 7 years of abundance.
会先有七个丰年
，and then 7 years of famine.
接下来七个荒年
，or 7 years of tribulation.
或者七个大灾难。
So if you look back,
如果我们回头看的时候
，and if you think about the past 100 years,
那我们回想过去的100年
，you can definitely say that these have been abundant years for mankind.
我们可以说过去100年实在是个丰盛的100年。
Never has mankind seen so much prosperity.
实在在人类的历史里面，从来没有这么丰盛过。
Never has man seen so much technology development.
在过去100年里面的科技是这样的发达。
Men are living longer.
人类也更长寿。
Technology is advanced.
科技也更前进。
Think about it. All of us came in cars today.
想想看，我们今天从车子里出来。
It was cold outside.
外面冷
so we probably turn on the heat.
我们就打暖气打开
in the car.
我们在车子里头就开了暖气
maybe we have leather seats.
我们可能有皮的椅子
maybe we have a GPS system that showed us how to get here.
我们也有那个认路的系统能够带我们到这里来
think about all the conveniences we have today.
我们想想看我们今天是何等的方便
about 40 or 50 years ago, there was a computer that was developed.
40-50 years ago,
it was called the ENIAC.
那个时候那个开始叫做 INEOS。
You can still see parts of it at the University of Pennsylvania today.
今天我们甚至在一些大学里面，宾州的大学里面还可以看到这些东西。
That was used to calculate how to develop the hydrogen bomb.
这个那个电脑是用来发展氢弹的。
But if you think about it,
如果想这么想一下，
the iPod or iPhone that your kids carry around today,
今天我们年轻人所带的 iPod 或者 iPhone,
is I think hundreds of times more powerful than that computer.
这个小小的东西它就有100倍以上的威力，胜过以前那个最早的电脑。
Through the internet,
经过了网络，
you can connect to anywhere in the world with that phone.
你可以没有电话，你就可以跟世界各地通上。
People can see their TV from home on their iPhone.
甚至可以在你的 iPhone 上面你来看电视。
So it's been certainly years of abundance.
实在是丰盛的年。
Things that we never imagined before.
我们从来没有这样，没有办法想象。
And we may not think twice about.
我们可能也不可能再回头再想。
When it's dark at night, we turn on the light, and the light comes.
我们那个时候根本没想到说一开灯的开关，灯就亮了。
So it's certainly years of abundance.
确实是一个丰盛的年。
And even not if you don't look too far back, there was the whole real estate boom.
我们如果在不久以前我们还记得的话，我们的那个房地产那个简直是高涨的不得了。
So all of us probably benefited one way or the other.
所以我们中间很多人可能你赚了钱。
So the point is that there were years of abundance.
事实上就是这样说，我们有经过了许多丰盛的年日。
So according to biblical prophecy,
根据圣经的预言，
there will be one day though,
会有一天，
there will be a tribulation.
灾难会来到，
and there will be a great tribulation.
而且是个大灾难，
and this will hit upon the whole world.
会影响到全世界。
I'm not saying that what we're going through now is the tribulation.
我并不是说今天我们就是这个大灾难。
But as if we can feel the effects of something like it.
事实上我们今天就可以感觉到那点一点点大灾难的味道。
All of us can feel that tomorrow is uncertain.
我们都可以感觉到明天可能不是那么的稳定。
Well, we have a job.
我们虽然有个工作。
Well, we have a food to eat.
我们也有食物吃。
How about our kids?
那我们的孩子呢？
I'm sure it all is in our minds.
我深信我们脑袋里面都会想这些事。
But according to biblical prophecy,
但是根据圣经的预言，
there will be a tribulation.
那一定会有个大灾难。
And great tribulation.
大灾难。
So, but what happens when this happens?
但是如果这些灾难来的时候怎么办呢？
Now, when all is well,
当所有的事情都好的时候，
we all, can be pretty confident in our own abilities.
我们对我们自己的能力充满了信心。
But when it's uncertain,
可是当一些事情不肯定的时候，
and when you see that the whole world trend is uncertain,
当你看到整个世界都那样的不稳定，
you will look for something to save you.
你会想要找一样东西能够。
You will look for a savior.
你会寻找一个救主。
So if you just think about it,
如果我们想一想，
this past election,
我们刚刚过的这个选举。
Whether it doesn't matter what side you support,
不管你支持哪一边
but you have to agree,
你必须要承认
that there was a certain element that they were looking for the next president to be a savior.
就有一些就是我们要寻找我们想要选的总统里面就有了一些我们想要他能够做的事。
Somehow people have put a very high hope for our current president.
我们人就把很高的期望摆在总统身上。
Almost comparing him to a savior.
我们几乎是把他当作一个救主。
Whether you like him or not,
不管你喜不喜欢他，
you notice that people have treated him like a savior.
你会注意到人们对他的期待就像是期待他是个救世主。
Because man has come to almost desperation.
因为人类已经走到了一个绝望的光景。
Looking for someone to solve our problems.
我们希望找到一个仰望一个人能够来解决问题。
So if you think about it, even the past legislation that went through.
所以我们如果想一想看，我们刚刚通过的法案。
Years ago, that probably wouldn't even come close to being passed. But it was passed. Nobody knows whether it's good or bad. There's arguments both ways. But we know that regardless of whether you agree with it or not,
但是我们肯定的是, 不管你赞不赞成,
man is looking for a measure so that we can secure our future.
所有的人都在这里找一个我们可以为着我们将来有个安全感的东西。
And you see what has happened is that the people have basically handed over the almost the keys to the nation, to the government.
所有的人几乎就把这个国家的钥匙交到政府的手上。
So now the government is owning banks.
所以这个, 政府要拥有这个银行,
maybe in the future they will also own the automakers.
可能过不久政府他把所有汽车工业都是他的了。
No matter your political perspective, it doesn't matter, but the fact is that man is looking for some answer.
不管你的政治立场怎样, 但是人总是在寻找一个东西。
So if you think about biblical prophecy,
如果你再来想想圣经的预言,
and the book of Revelation,
尤其是启示录,
there is a Superman that appears.
那个时候讲到有个超人会出来,
and he will give people the impression that he can solve the world's problems.
他会给人所有的人类一个印象，就是说他可以解决问题。
And man, again, will hand over almost the keys to their lives.
而且所有的人把他们生命中的钥匙都交给了他。
It's not my, I'm saying that.
不是我在说,
if you turn to Revelation chapter 13,
如果你打开启示录13章,
Revelation chapter 13 and verse 15.
启示录13章的,
15节,
15节, 15.
Revelation 13:15, and it was given him to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast would even speak and cause as many who do not worship the image of the beast to be killed.
又有权柄赐给他叫兽像有生气，并且能说话，又叫所有不拜兽像的人都被杀害。
And he causes all, the small and the great, and the rich and the poor, and the free men and slaves, to be given a mark on their right hand or on their forehead.
他又叫众人，无论大小、贫富、自主的、为奴的，都在右手上或在额上受一个印记。
And he provides that no one will be able to buy or sell except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name.
除了那受印记有了受名或有受名数目的，都不得做买卖。
Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for the number is that of a man, and his number is 666.
在这里有智慧，凡有聪明的可以算计兽的数目，因为这是人的数目，它的数目是666。
So in the final 7 years of mankind,
所以在人类最后的那七年里面,
you will discover that there will be a great tribulation.
所以你会发现会有一个大灾难。
There will be something like a famine years of described in the book in Joseph's story.
你会发现那个时候会有就像在约瑟的里面故事讲到了七个大荒年。
And man will look for someone to solve their problems.
而人类都会要找到有一个人能够来解决这些问题。
When they come to a point when they don't have shelter,
到了有一个时候，他们根本就没有什么可以遮蔽他们、保护他们的。When
they don't have food to eat,
他们没有房子住，没有东西吃。As
long as someone can satisfy them,
只要有人能够满足他的需要,
they will be willing to hand over the keys to their lives.
他就愿意把他生命中的钥匙交给他。So
if you look at this story,
如果你来读这个故事的时候,
this prophecy, sorry,
来读这个预言，来看这个预言,
you see that men all over the world,
你可以看全世界的人,
they will be willing to have a mark on their right hand or on their forehead.
你会看所有的人都希望都愿意在他的额上或手上有个记号。
And unless they have this mark,
除非他们有这个记号,
they will not be able to buy or sell.
他们根本不可能做买卖。
From a technology standpoint,
从我们科技的眼光来看,
that's not hard to imagine.
这个不难想象。
So you know today they use these rack FIDs to actually that can insert into a person.
今天科技已经可以把一些你的那个记号把你 摆到你的身体里面。
One scientist did this and put it in himself.
有一个科学家他自己这样实验。
So he can walk home or walk into his office. As soon as he goes in, the lights come on and his computer turns on and all of these other things.
所以只要他进到他的办公室、他的房间里面，他的那些灯怎么都自己电脑都会打开。
So it's very easy for you to think for you to put like a credit card number in that ID.
所以也很容易，你把你的信用卡的号码也摆在一起。
It's actually pretty convenient. You don't have to pull out a credit card in the future.
以后你根本也不需要掏出你的信用卡来。
You just put your hand to the scanner and you can buy whatever.
你的手往那个机器这么一亮就好了。
And it's not inconceivable that that could be the case.
这个不是不可能的，会可以。有一天就会这样。
But of course, people today will say, well, no one will want to put that in their hand or on their mark on their forehead.
那可能有些人说不，哦，不会，有人竟然愿意把它摆在这个印记，摆在手上或者额上。
People will say, oh, where is the freedom to not be tracked or whatever, you know?
有人说我不想摆这个，因为人我有自由，我不想被人家知道我在哪里。
But if there was one day when there's a great tribulation,
可是有一天，如果真的是这个大灾难的时候
，and the only way you can buy food is by having this mark.
可是你唯有这个记号，你才能够买食物。
And is by worshiping this beast or this antichrist.
那也就是说，那个时候你要敬拜、崇拜这个敌基督。
You will have no way out but to capitulate or to yield.
你根本不可能，你只有顺服。
But this is what is prophesied in the Bible.
这是圣经上的预言。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹,
this prophecy is not for us.
这个预言并不是为着我们。
As we see today,
就像我们今天要来看,
the world is looking for Obama to solve the problems of the world.
这个全世界都在这里期望着奥巴马总统能够解决问题。
One day, people will look to the Antichrist to solve the problems of this world.
有一天人类都要来仰望有个敌基督，他要来解决人类的问题。
But thank the Lord.
但是感谢主。
We are not waiting for the Antichrist.
我们现在并没有在这里等，在这等候这个敌基督了。
We are waiting for Christ.
我们是在等候基督了。
So this is our hope.
这是我们的希望。
So now we want to take a step back.
现在我们回头过来看。
Now we read about the story of the seven.Abundant years and seven famine years.
我们已经读了这七个丰年，还有七个荒年。
Let us look in the story of Joseph and see what does it say about our Christ.
让我们来从约瑟的身上来看，他到底是什么地方像我们的基督。
Now, you know, in the Bible, there are types. There are things called types.
在圣经里面有的事情是叫做预表。
So,Sometimes the Bible explicitly writes prophecies about the future.
很多的时候，圣经里面是就这么写出来，写得很清楚，关于将来的一个预表。
But the Holy Spirit also uses types in the Old Testament to signify and present something like a picture.
圣经也用另外一个，就在旧约里面，或许用一些故事。人物来说明这个事情。
So, for example, the tabernacle and the temple are types of the church.
所以，比如说，在旧约里面讲到那个会幕的时候，它就是今天的圣殿教会的那个形象。
It speaks about the house of God.
也就讲到神的家。
Now, that was just a type of physical thing.
那只是讲到一个具体的一个形态。
But today, it speaks about the spiritual house of God.
可是我今天呢，我们就这个就会幕的今天就是讲到我们属灵的家。
It's not something physical, but something spiritual.
它不是讲到物质的殿，而是讲到属灵的。
And there are many other types in the Old Testament.
旧约里面有许许多多其他的预表。
And sometimes the Bible also uses people as types.
有时候圣经用人物来做一个预表。
To present the different aspects of our Lord.
它用来代表我们的主，他身上各样不同的不同的象征。
So for example, Moses.
比如说摩西。
He was a type of the prophetic aspect of our Lord.
他这里讲到了，就是摩西预言到了，就是主自己。
So Moses was a prophet.
摩西他是先知。
Aaron was the high priest.
亚伦是祭司。
David was a king.
大卫是君王。
All these spoke of our Lord, who is the ultimate prophet and priest and king.
所以这三个人物就讲到了耶稣基督是我们的大祭司、大君王跟大先知。
They all spoke of the different aspects of Christ.
他们都讲到了耶稣基督不同的方面。
However,
不论怎么样，
they were all incomplete representations of Christ.
没有一个人是能够完整的代表基督。
You know that Moses, he disobeyed God.
你知道摩西他也有不顺服的时候。
And when he struck that rock,
当他击打那个磐石,
later on, he was prevented from entering into the promised land.
结果他不能够被进入迦南地。
Aaron misled the people when Moses went up to receive the Ten Commandments.
亚伦他带着百姓犯了罪，当摩西上山去接受十诫的时候。
David committed murder and adultery.
大卫他也犯了奸淫跟谋杀的。
Even though David was a man after God's own heart.
虽然大卫是合神心意的人。
And he was a king after God's own heart.
而且他是那个在一个跟随主的王。
He was a man of humility and spoke of Christ as a king.
他是一个那样谦卑的人，他预表到了耶稣是君王。
But it was incomplete.
可是他仍然不完全。
But if you look at the life of Joseph,
可是你今天如果来看这个约瑟的一生，
there probably is not another person that more better speaks or represents Christ.
或者在圣经里面你找不到任何一个人能够更好的像约瑟一样来代表耶稣。
So what happened in the life of Joseph?
到底约瑟的生命里面是怎么样呢？
Now we know about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我们知道亚伯拉罕、以撒跟雅各。
Interesting enough, if you look at their lives,
我们如果来看他们的生平的时候，很有意思的是
，Abraham built 4 altars。
我们看到亚伯拉罕建了四座祭坛。
So through the life of Abraham, you saw the life of consecration。
所以我们看到亚伯拉罕的身上是一个奉献的生命。
Isaac, he dug 4 wells。
我们看到以撒他掘了四口井。
He was not a man of many words。
他并不是常说话的人。
But it spoke of a man who had a deep life。
可是我们看到以撒的身上，我们看到他一个更深的生命
，a life of fellowship with God，
而他那个与神相交的生命。
So that's why he dug 4 wells。
这是他掘的那四口井的预表。
Jacob established 4 pillars。
我们看到那个雅各他筑了四个石柱。
It speaks about testimony。
那里讲到了见证。
Remember how God revealed the house of God to Jacob。
还记得那个神向的雅各。显示那个神的殿。
And then, pillar also speaks about character.
这个他立起来的这石柱也讲到了人的性格。
And how God dealt deeply with Jacob.
我们也看到了神是怎么样的来对付雅各。
But what's interesting about Joseph?
可是对约瑟身上很有意思的是。
On the one aspect is the different, the you can say 4 dreams that he had.
我们可以这么说，约瑟他做了四个梦。
Or was surrounded 4 different dreams.
或者是在这个四个梦的周围。
But there is another interesting thing you find in the Bible.
有很有意思的你在圣经上发现。
That there were 4 garments that Joseph wore.
你发现约瑟他穿了四件不同的衣服。
And through these 4 garments, you see the weaving of his life.
而经过从这四件衣服里面，我们好像看到了约瑟的一生。
What were those 4 garments?
这哪四件衣服呢？
One was the varicolored tunic.
第一件衣服就是非常漂亮的彩衣。
The second garment was the garment of a servant.
第二件衣服是仆人的衣服。
And then the garment of a prisoner.
第三件是囚衣。
And then lastly, the garments of fine linen.
第四件衣服是用细麻布做的。
So if we could go through that story briefly.
所以我们很简单的可以走过他的这个故事。
So the first one was, of course, the varicolored tunic.
我们看到第一件事是非常漂亮的彩衣。
And that is in Genesis chapter 37.
那是在创世纪37章。
Genesis 37, verse 3. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his sons, because he was a son of his old age, and he made him a very colored tunic.
37章的第三节，那里 说到以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。
So we know that Jacob made a special tunic for his son because he loved him.
我们看到雅各给他的儿子做了一件漂亮的彩衣，因为他爱他。
So we saw the beloved son of Jacob.
所以我们看到，他是雅各爱的儿子。
And because of this,
因为这样，
his brothers were jealous of him.
他的弟兄们嫉妒他。
So then one day,
所以有一天,
when Jacob had sent Joseph to find his brothers who were shepherding flock,
当雅各打发约瑟去找他的其他的弟兄们,
they planned to kill him.
他们就计划把他杀死。
But of course, Reuben, who was a man of reason, said, no, you can't do that.
当然其中流变他就说, 我们不可以这样做。
So later on, what they did is they threw him in a pit.
所以后面他们就把他丢在一个坑里。
And then as they were there, then some Ishmaelites came by and they sold them to the Ishmaelites.
那个时候正好就有以实玛利人经过的时候，他们就把约瑟卖给了以实玛利人。
But then they realized, now how can we explain to our father what happened to Joseph?
那这个时候他们就想，这我们怎么跟我的父亲来回报约瑟呢？
So what they did was they slaughtered a male goat.
所以他们就杀了一只公羊。
And then they dipped that very color tunic in that blood, its blood.
他们就把那个彩衣上面涂满了血。
So then they presented to their father.
所以他把衣服给他父亲看。
And their father was heartbroken.
他的父亲简直是心痛极了。
So if you look at that, that was his first garment.
所以我们看到这是约瑟的第一件彩衣。
That very colored tunic spoke of how his father loved him.
这件衣服说到了他的父亲是如何的爱他。
But then that very colored tunic became a bloodied tunic.
可是这个彩衣就变成了一件血衣。
And that bloody tunic spoke of how his brothers hated him.
这个血衣就讲到了他的兄弟是何等的恨他。
How they rejected him.
他们怎么样的拒绝他。
And how they sold him.
他们怎么样把他卖了。
So then later Joseph was soldto an Egyptian ruler's house, Potiphar's home.
所以后来约瑟被卖到了波提反的家里。
And he became a great servant in that house.
结果他竟然在那个家里面成了一个很总管。
And then, but unfortunately, the Potiphar's wife took interest in Joseph.
结果波提法主人的太太竟然对约瑟有了兴趣。
And so if we read in Genesis 39,
所以我们读39章,
and verse 12,
12节,
she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me, and he left his garment in her hand and fled and went outside.
妇人就拉住他的衣裳说你与我同寝吧。约瑟把衣裳丢在妇人手里跑到外边去了。
When she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and had fled outside, she called to the men of her household and said to them, see, he has brought in a Hebrew to us to make sport of us. He came in to me to lie with me, and I screamed.
妇人看见约瑟把衣裳丢在他手里跑出去了，就叫了家里的人来对他们说，你们看他带了一个希伯来人进入我们的家里要戏弄我们，他到我这里来要与我同情。
So,
我就大声喊叫。
So here you see his second garment of a garment of a servant.
所以我们看到第二件衣服他是穿的仆人的衣服。
How he was a faithful servant.
他是这么样一个忠心的仆人。
Yet he was falsely accused.
可是他却被人诬告。
I won't say without sin, but he was blameless, yet he was falsely accused.
我不敢讲说他是完全没有罪，可是这里看到他确实是被人诬告。
And because of that garment,
因为那一件衣服,
he was sent to jail.
他被下到监里。
And then remember, then when he was sent to jail,
当他到了监牢里,
he met two people that worked for Pharaoh.
他在监牢里遇到了两个法老的官。
One was a cupbearer.
一个是酒镇。
One was a baker.
一个是膳长。
And they both had dreams.
他们两个人都做了梦。
And both had very similar dreams.
而且很相似的梦。
And then Joseph interpreted the dreams for them.
所以约瑟为他们解梦。
And said that the baker, and the cupbearer would be restored to his position.
而且他的解梦是说将来这个酒镇会被官复原位。
But the baker would be hung and perish.
可是这个膳长呢却会被吊死。
He asked the cupbearer to remember him.
所以他就叫这个酒政说你将来你一定要记得我。
But the cupbearer forgot about him completely.
可是酒政出去了以后就忘记了。
It wasn't until one day when Pharaoh had that dream.
一直到了有一天当到法老做了那个梦的时候。
And no one could help interpret his dream.
没有人可以解梦。
That the cupbearer remembered what had happened.
这时候酒政想起来了。
He said there's a man named Joseph who can help you interpret your dream.
他想起来说有一个人叫做约瑟，他可以帮你解梦。
And then we read that portion of the scriptures.
所以我们就刚刚读过了。
So he helped interpret that dream for Pharaoh.
所以约瑟就解了这个梦。
So if we could read the third portion is chapter 41, verse 14.
我们读41章的14节。
It says, Then Pharaoh sent and called for Joseph, and they hurriedly brought him out of the dungeon. And when he had shaved himself and changed his clothes, he came to Pharaoh.
法老遂即差人去召约瑟，他们见便急忙带他出监，他就剃头刮脸，换了衣裳，进到法老面前。
So here you see, here it talks about clothes again. Now there was the garment of a prisoner.
在这个时候，我们看他换下了他那个囚犯的衣服。
So this is the third garment.
这是第三件衣服。
And then Joseph interpreted the dream.
然后约瑟就解了梦。
And then Joseph told Pharaoh, now because there's going to be a great famine.
所以约瑟就告诉法老说将会有大荒年。
You should prepare in the years of abundance that are about to come.
你需要预备迎接那要来的丰年。
Joseph said that for every year in the abundant years.
他说在每一个丰年里面
You should collect 20% of the produce of the land.
你必须要存下 20% 的存货
And then store it every year and then to be used during the years of famine.
所以这些存下来的粮食可以在用来应付荒年的时候用
So Pharaoh found Joseph to be a wise man.
所以法老他发现约瑟是个有智慧的人
And then was willing to entrust essentially the running of all of Egypt to Joseph.
所以他最后法老就把整个埃及地托给了约瑟。
So if we read in chapter 41 and verses 39,
所以我们看继续看41章的39节
through 42,
到42节。
So Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has informed you of all this, there is no one so discerning and wise as you are.
所以法老对约瑟说神即将这些事都指示你可见没有人能像你这样有聪明有智慧
You shall be over my house and according to your command all my people shall do homage Only in the throne I will be greater than you
你可以掌管我的家我的民都必听从你的话唯独在宝座上我比你大
Pharaoh said to Joseph See I have set you over all the land of Egypt
法老又对约瑟说我派你治理埃及全地
Then Pharaoh took off his signet ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand and clothed him in garments of fine linen and put the gold necklace around his neck.
法老就摘下手上打印的戒指戴在约瑟的手上给他穿上细麻衣把金链戴在他的颈项上。
So you saw how Joseph now put on his fourth garment.
所以我们现在看到约瑟穿上了他第四件衣服。
A garment of fine linen.
是细麻衣。
He became the second in command of all the nation.
他成为整个国家的第二把手。
So, now Joseph was on the throne.
现在我们看到约瑟坐在宝座上。
This was his fourth garment.
这是他第四件衣服。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
the Holy Spirit uses Joseph to be a type of Christ.
圣灵他用着约瑟来预表基督。
And you see how.He went through the different crises of his life.
所以我们已经看到了他在他的一生中经过了什么样的阶段。
You see that Joseph presents a wonderful picture of our Lord.
所以我们看到了约瑟是怎么样代表我们的主。
These four garments that weave through Joseph's life.
我们看到这四约瑟一生中的这四件衣服。
Speak of how Joseph first.Was humbled and brought to the lowest point.
我们看到约瑟一开始是怎么样的被弄到最低的、最卑贱的地步。
And then ultimately he was in glory.
而最后至终他却被抬举到最荣耀的地步。
Now remember that first piece of garment, which was the varicolored tunic.
请我们注意第一件是个彩衣
spoke of how Joseph was the beloved in Jacob's heart.
这里说到约瑟是他父亲雅各最心爱的儿子
So remember that John tells us that the only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father.
我们记得约翰福音里面告诉我们说最爱子是在父怀里的独生子
Our Lord Jesus is the beloved Son of God.
我们的耶稣他是神最心爱的独生子
You can share the God the Father and the Son. They shared everything.
所有父跟子他们是共享所有的一切
So how he loved his son.
他是何等的爱他的儿子
But one day,
可是有一天
because of the sin of mankind,
因为人类的罪恶
God sent his son into this world.
神差遣他的儿子到地上
And John also tells us, he came unto his own, but his own received him not.
约翰也告诉我们说他来到自己的世界可是世界上的人却不接纳他
At that time, obviously, his own referred to the people of Israel.
我们当然在那个时候，他讲到他自己的名，是讲到那时候的以色列民。
They didn't recognize that this was the Messiah that was to save them.
他们不承认这个就是要来的弥赛亚。
So they rejected him.
所以他们拒绝他。
They hated him.
他们恨他。
And in the end, they say, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
到最后，他们说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
So brothers and sisters, this very color tunic.
弟兄姊妹，这一件血衣
ultimately became a bloodied tunic.
这件彩衣最后成了血衣。
I don't know if you remember.
我不知道你是不是记得。
But if we could turn to John chapter 19.
我们看到约翰福音十九章。
John chapter 19 and verse 23.
十九章二十三节。
Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his outer garments and made four parts, a part to every soldier, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece.
兵丁既然将耶稣钉在十字架上，就拿他的衣服分为四份，每兵一份，又将他的里衣，这件里衣原来没有缝儿，是上下一片织成的。
And 24, so they said to one another, let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to decide whose it shall be. This was to fulfill the scripture. They divided my outer garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots.
24节说到，他们既彼此说，我们不要撕开，只要研究看谁得着。这就要应验经上的话说他们分了我的外衣为我的里衣研究兵丁果然做了这事
So the beloved son of God was rejected by man
所以我们看到神的爱子却被人所来拒绝
They were He was If you remember It talks about Joseph being sold by his brothers For 20 shekels of silver
我们如果记得的话约瑟是被他的弟兄们以二十色克勒
But remember, Judas sold our Lord Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
如果我们也记得的话，犹大把耶稣以三十两银子就卖了。
So he was hated by man.
他是被人所恨。
Actually, it was not just the people of Israel.
事实上，不只是以色列人这样。
Actually, Paul says that all of us are enemies of God.
保罗说到所有的人我们包括我们都是神的敌人
We rejected the Son of God
我们拒绝神的儿子
We were enemies of God
我们是与神为仇的
So that is the first garment
这是第一件衣服
The second garment, the garment of a servant
第二件讲到的仆人的衣服
You know that our Lord, he said, he came to serve and not to be served How he labored diligently to serve man. If you read the Gospel of Mark, it said, immediately the Lord did this, immediately the Lord did this, immediately he did this.
如果你看马可福音里面提到马上立刻好多次。
How he was compassionate for those that were sick.
他是何等的对那些有病有需要的人是何等充满了怜悯。
And how he labored diligently to minister to his disciples.
他对他的门徒的训练是那样的殷勤。
And then his ultimate demonstration of service.
最后他能够说到他的服事的。
Was on the cross.
那乃是在十字架上。
So he was like the ox.
他就好像一个公牛一样。
That first he labored and tilled the land in the field.
我们看到就像牛一样，他首先在农田里田地里面为人劳苦。
But in the end, he offered himself as a sacrifice on the altar.
可是到最后，他把他自己都成为了牺牲。
So ultimately, that ox became a sacrifice.
所以最后那个耕地的牛，它又变成了祭物。
That was his ultimate service.
这就是神耶稣基督最终的对我们的服侍。
So Philippians chapter 2 says this: He emptied himself, taking on the form of a bondservant, and was made as the likeness of man.
所以在腓立比书里面第二章里面讲到，他取了人的样式，存心卑微，以至于死。
As if he put on that garment of a servant.
我们看到他把那件仆人的衣服穿在他身上。
How he loved us.
他何等的爱我们。
The third piece of garment.
第三件衣服。
The garment of a prisoner.
囚衣。
John 18.
约翰福音十八章。
I'm sorry, I'm reading a lot of verses. But I think it's important. John 18 and verse 12.
约翰福音十八章十二节。
So the Roman cohort and the commander and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him.
十八章十二节。
对。
Okay. 那对兵和千夫长并犹太人的差役就拿住耶稣，把他捆绑了。
They treated him like a criminal.
他们把他当作一个罪犯一样来做。
And then 19 verse 1.
十九章第一节。
Pilate then took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and put a purple robe on him, and they began to come up to him and say, Hail, King of the Jews, and to give him slaps in the face.
当下比拉多将耶稣鞭打了，兵丁用荆棘编作冠冕戴在他头上，给他穿上紫袍，又哀敬他说，恭喜犹太人的王啊，他们就用手掌打他。
They mocked the king of this universe.
他们这样的来打这个宇宙之间的君王。
They treated him like a criminal.
他们把他当作囚犯一样。
The Bible says he was numbered among the transgressors.
圣经上说他被列在囚犯当中。
And he was given slaps in the face.
他在脸被人击打他的脸。
Here was our Lord putting the garment of a prisoner.
他虽然是我们的主，可是他竟然穿上了这个囚衣。
In the end, they crucified our Lord.
他们把他钉死。
And he died for you and me.
他是为了你我死的。
And in order to complete the work of salvation,
为了要成全这个救恩，
he shed his blood.
他必须流血。
And saved us.
而且来拯救我。
But thank the Lord.
但是感谢主。
Paul tells us, and in Philippians 2, verse 9,
在腓立比书第二章里面，保罗第九节这样子告诉我们。
It says, For this reason also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name.So that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父。
The Lord rose from the dead, and he ascended into the heavens.
神把他从死里复活，升天。
And exalted him.
而且高举他。
Now he has a name above every name.
现在他有超乎万民之上的名。
Now you see the garments of fine linen.
所以最后你看到了那件细麻衣。
The garment of a king.
成为王的一个衣服。
And today our Lord sits on the throne.
今天我们的主坐在宝座上。
This is the story of, this is how the story of Joseph.Parallels the life of our Lord.
这里我们看到了，这就是讲到了约瑟他生平跟我们跟我们的主所相似的地方。
So what does this have to do with us?
那这个跟我有什么关系？
Actually, we read a little earlier.
事实上我们前面读过了
that in John chapter 20,
我们在约翰二十章里面说到
that it told us that the first thing the Lord did was this.
那里讲到了耶稣主怎么做
the first thing he came to the disciples and said, peace be with you.
他 来到了门徒中间的第一句讲的就是说愿你们平安
Now, the disciples were still very afraid.
这个时候他的门徒仍然非常害怕
They didn't know what the Jews were going to do to him
他们不知道这样的话、会怎么 会发生什么事
Their thought The Lord was just crucified
他们想我他们的主刚刚才被钉死
They're like sheep without a shepherd
他们就好像那个羊走迷一样
They have no confidence in the future
他们对将来一点都没有盼望
But the Lord saidPeace be with you.
可是我们的主告诉他们说，愿你们平安。
The Lord did not just say it once.
他不是说一次。
He said it twice.
他说了两次。
Peace be with you.
他说愿你们平安。
Why is this so significant?
为什么这么重要？
If you think back,
如果我们回头看，
if you think about Joseph's brothers,
我们来想想约瑟的兄弟。
They didn't.They thought their brother was dead.
他们以为他的兄弟死了。
And then one day,
可是有一天,
they discovered that he was alive.
他们突然发现约瑟活着。
Think about the sentiment of the disciples.
我们可以想想看那个同样的那个门徒们的想法。
It's probably very similar to the sentiment of the brothers.
这个门徒们跟约瑟的弟兄们的反应几乎是一样的。
They didn't have much hope for the future.
他们本来对将来完全绝望。
But they realized that the Lord was living.
可是他们突然发现他原来主是活着。
That he was alive.
他是活着。
Not only that.
还不止这样。
Just a few verses before that.
就前面有几节经文这样说。
In Matthew, John chapter 20 still.
仍然是约翰第二十章。
Something even more tremendous.
这里更有意思，这里。
Chapter 20, verse 17.
十七节，二十章十七节。
The Lord said to Mary Magdalene.
耶稣对着那个
马大拉玛利亚说 said to her, "Stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father."But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God.
耶稣说不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，我的神也是你们的神。
Here the Lord called the disciples my brethren.
在这里，我们的主称他的门徒是我的弟兄。
He was able to do that because after his work of redemption,
我们看到他，因为他经过了他救赎的工作以后，他可以这样做。
He offered his life freely to the disciples.
他把他自己的生命完全的给了他的门徒们。
And to all of us as well.
也给了我们。
That's why he calls us brethren.
所以这就是为什么他可以称我们为弟兄。
Because we share the same life.
因为我们跟他有同样的生命。
And now he says, I ascend to my Father and your Father.
在这里他又说我要去见我的父。也是你们的父。
Today we can come before a holy God and call him our Abba Father.
今天我们能够来到父神的面前，称他为阿爸父。
Because of what the Lord did for us.
那是因为耶稣已经成就了。
But the wonderful story is he calls us brethren.
可是真的是最美妙的事是他竟然称我们为他的弟兄。
And then he says, "Peace be with you."
而且他告诉我们说，愿你们平安。
He said, "In the world." You will have tribulation.
他说在世上你们会有苦难。
But in me, you have peace.
可是你们在我里面有平安。
This is the first words that the Lord said after he rose from the dead.
这是耶稣他从死里复活以后说的第一句话。
Peace be with you.
愿你们平安。
So what is it that we're saying here?
这里我们到底要说什么呢？
Joseph's brothers.
约瑟的弟兄们。
They hated him.
他们恨他,
they rejected him.
他们拒绝,
they sold him.
他们卖了,
yet, Joseph still loved him.
可是约瑟仍然爱他,
despite going through being misunderstood as a servant,
虽然经过了这样被误解成为仆人,
despite being going through jail undeservedly. Yet, in the end, he said, God has sent me ahead of you so that I may deliver you. He still loved the brothers that sold him out. Just one side note, interesting enough, if you remember, in jail, one person next to him was lifted up and the other one perished.
有一件很有意思的事情，你想到在监牢里面那两个人，有一个人被高升了，另外一个人被钉死了。
Remember, on the cross, when the Lord was crucified, one robber was saved and the other perished.
你如果注意的话，耶稣基督他被钉十字架上的时候，他旁边有两个强盗，有一个活了，一个死了。
But Joseph loved his brothers.Something his brothers and his father never imagined. They wanted him dead. But they discovered that he was alive. And if you think about it, Joseph had all the food that the whole world wanted.
约瑟他有了全世界所要想要的食物。
But what his brothers could say is this.
他的弟兄们可以这么说。
The one sitting on the throne is my brother.
他说今天坐在宝座上的那个是我的弟兄。
Despite the famine in the world.
不管这世界上有怎么样的饥荒。
They could say, our brother is on the throne.
他们可以说因为我的弟兄坐在宝座上。
So for Joseph's brothers, there were no famine years.
所以对着约瑟的弟兄来讲的话，根本他们没有饥荒。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
we who are the enemies of God,
我们本来是与神为仇为敌的人，
and our sins crucified our Lord.
我们的罪把主钉死。
The Lord never didn't have a heart of retribution.
可是我们的主他从来没有要来报复我们。
He came to save us.
他来到世上要拯救我们。
He loved us.
他爱我们。
He was willing to be scourged for us.
他甚至愿意为我们被钉死。
And he was willing to be crucified for us.
他愿意为我们被钉死。
And shed his blood.
流下他的血。
He gave his all to us.
他把他所有的都给我们。
Because he loved us.
因为他爱我们。
But today, thank the Lord, he is on the throne.
但是我们感谢神，他今天坐在宝座上。
So, we have seen, you know, years of abundance.
我们可以看到，曾经我们有过那么多年的丰收。
And maybe you've been considered now, maybe years of famine.
现在你可能想，现在该糟了，我们要碰到荒年。
We don't know how many years it will be.
我们不知道要有多长。
Some people say 1 year, maybe 2, maybe 3.
两年，三年。
But the encouragement is this.
但是真的激励我们的是。
That our heavenly Joseph sits on the throne.
天上的约瑟今天已经坐在宝座上。
So for us, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
there are no years of famine.
对我们来讲没有丰年, 没有荒年。
Because our Lord sits on the throne.
因为我们的主坐在宝座上。
Because he lives,
因为他活着,
we can face tomorrow.
我们可以面对明天。
Because he loves us.
因为他爱我们。
Because he calls us our brethren.
因为他叫我们为弟兄。
There are no famine years for us.
所以在我们没有荒年。
So the world will continue to look to Obama and in the future to the Antichrist.
所以这世界的人可能一直在期望着奥巴马或者期望着有个敌基督出现。
But thank the Lord, we don't have to look for that.
但是感谢主，我们不需要摆那样的期望。
Because we have our heavenly Joseph.
因为我们有天上的约瑟。
Our Lord is on the throne.
我们的主今天坐在宝座上。
He is the one that provides us with everything.
他是那位全供应我们所有的神。
Not just spiritually, brothers and sisters.
不只是那么一点。
But also our very practical daily needs.
也不是只是属灵上面的，而且真的很实际的，我们每天生活上的需要。
He loves us to the uttermost.
他爱我们爱到底。
So thank the Lord.
所以感谢神。
The one who calls us brethren.
这位我们称他为弟兄的。
He is on the throne.
他今天已经坐在宝座。
We have nothing to fear.
我们不需要惧怕。
Can we bow with a word of prayer?
请我们低头，我们一起祷告。
Lord, thank you that your salvation is so complete.
主啊，我们感谢你，你的救恩是何等的完备。
Lord, thank you that you came to die for us.
我们感谢你来为我们死。
Lord, to take care of our sins.
为我们把我们的罪拿走。
But Lord, we thank you that even more than that.
甚至我们为着更多的感谢你。
Lord, that you call us brethren.
你叫我们为弟兄。
And Lord, you say, peace be with you.
而且你告诉我们说，愿平安与我们同在。
Because you are on the throne.
因为你今天坐在宝座上。
Lord, we have peace today.
主啊，我们今天有平安。
Because for our sakes, you lost all your peace.
因为我们的缘故，你失去了你自己的平安。
Thank you, Lord, that since man fell, Lord, you have not ceased to pursue us.
主啊，我们感谢你，自从了人类堕落以后，你就没有停止来拯救我们。
And you came and you labored in this world.
而且你在世上来到世上，在这世上劳苦。
You came to serve us.
你来服侍我们。
Lord, you died for us on the cross.
而且你为我们死在十字架上。
So today we can have peace.
所以今天我们可以有平安。
Lord, thank you that today you sit on the throne.
主啊，我们感谢你，今天你坐在宝座上。
And we say we have no fear.
今天我们可以说我们没不再惧怕。
We can say that with us there are no famine years.
我们可以说在我们。说没有，对我们来讲没有荒年。
Because you are the God who will provide.
因为你是那个提供我们一切的主。
Thank you that we serve a living Lord.
感谢主，我们能够服侍这个活的神。
We thank you for these words. We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们为着今天你给我们的话语，我们来感谢你。我们祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. I'm wondering if we could just sing that song one more time, Because He Lives.
我希望我们能够再把那首诗歌，因他活着，我们再唱一遍。